Hey, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just hanging in. Just
Yeah,
rocking and rolling. I was just following up with you to see if we still needed diamonds.
yes, I'm glad you called because I had a luncheon this morning, so I just got to the office. But I do, so I think she is coming in to me tomorrow. However, she hasn't confirmed. But I was going to see, this is the 1.5 carat that you had sent me some lists on. Can
Yeah.
you just kind of talk me through it? Like, do you happen to have something that's like a 170 triple X SI1?
I do. I have a couple.
What would, what does that look like?
A 170 ISI1 triple X none is
Mm.
6673.
Say again?
6673 is the cost.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay.
With faint fluorescence, you save actually quite a bit, and this is bigger. Let me look at the SI1 and make sure it's not. No, it's got black on the table. I like the original one. So 170 ISI1 for 6673.
Okay.
I also have a
That sounds
tape
good.
that's the same money, but triple X medium.
But it's a 180.
Once it's the same thing, 170.
170. Okay.
Yeah, they can.
No, let's just send one of those.
Okay.
So the first one, I think you, the ISI1 triple X,
No
the
fluorescence.
6600 one,
Yeah,
yeah.
gorgeous. Yep, I can have that to you.
Good. And the other lady, I knew she would probably be shopping me, but I sent her all the pricing and she said thanks. So
Welcome to my
welcome.
life. Welcome to my life. Thanks.
Oh,
Thanks.
really?
Thanks. Goodbye. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, thanks for the opportunity. I mean, I've had a lot of back and forth. You're like, oh, send me desserts. It's like, well, what am I telling you that you don't like? It's like,
Right.
where am I?
No, I'm not going to send you the shirts.
No. But what is your, do your customers ask you for reports? And if
No,
they do,
they do
what,
not.
okay, because I ran into a situation with a client of mine that they sell some big stuff. They're in Middleton, Wisconsin. And she asked me what the response would be, because I'm like, the reports are really like communication tools for vendors and retailers. They're not sales tools.
Right.
And
No.
if a customer asks for one, how do you politely tell them no? Right? Because it's like
Right.
now you look suspicious, like you're hiding
Right.
something, but you're not. But you're
Right.
just taking it to shop it against something online. Like, and
Right.
I can tell you a million, or I can show you a million diamonds. Like, if you look up 3 carat DVS1, there's one on there for 46,000 and another one for 140,000.
Right.
But they're both the same,
Right.
so to
Right.
speak. But
That's the hard part, really. It is a very, very hard now that everything's online for everybody to see.
yeah.
I rarely pull them up. People do not ask for them. Sometimes I will use them as a tool when I'm showing stones and they're having a hard time. Like I teach them how to use the loop and all the things. They're having a hard time seeing, the feather or whatever I'm trying to describe to them. So I'll pull up the report just to kind of help them get a visual and explain the report to them. But I never offer it to them. And I just say, no, sorry, not until the stone's purchased to you. I even receive the,
I
report.
like that a lot. Listen, I only
Yeah.
share the report if you've purchased the stone. And
Yeah.
again, it's like picking your, future husband out of a stack of licenses. They're all 6 foot, blonde hair, blue eyed, but one's got a broken nose and kind of crazy. And actually not
Which
six
one do
foot.
you want? Go with the
He's
broken nose.
that, well, that's me. I was just describing myself, but I'm not 6 feet. I'm 5'9". So it's an even better example, right? It's like, says I'm
Right?
6 foot, but I'm not, but
I love that. I love that analogy. That's a good one.
anyway, that's all they are, and it's frustrating me because a lot of people are like, well, I'll look at a lab report and I can tell whether or not it's beautiful. And I had a VS1 stone that had a lot of pinpoints in it, so the report looked terrible. Looked like,
Yeah.
pimples all over the plotting, and it's like gorgeous, the diamonds. It's a VS1. It's eye clean. It's
Yeah,
gorgeous, but you're
right.
telling me it's ugly because you're looking at the plotting and like you don't know what you're doing. But anyway,
Right.
anything else you need from me? I'll get this 150 in your hands tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's it for now. Dominic called me. He left me a voicemail. I need to call him back too. But he asked, I have two things on memo from him. I have a little David Yurman ring, which has sold. And I also have a little bumblebee that I bought. I brought a memo to look at it because I was going to buy it myself. And I think it's a little too big because I'm thinking about putting it as a ring.
Do you like
but I wanted
bumblebee?
to say again.
Do you like bees? My wife.
I love bees.
She's into. If she had it, her way, I mentioned to her. You mentioned, I think, Nomo May, right? For
yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't get there. My grass was like a foot long. I had to go. But I was thinking of the bees. I was thinking you guys.
That's,
I'm like, oh, poor bees.
Right. Well, I love any kind of jewelry bug. I'll be honest. I love a bug that's a piece of jewelry. Silly, but
no,
I love
love them,
bees.
Actually. Now I got my eyes open. I've got a few that I want to convert into pins. I have a peacock now, but I want
Ooh.
It'd be great to have a bumblebee or something like that. It would be awesome.
And I love a swallow. The swallows as birds are beautiful as jewelry.
Looking
But
at
those are very old Victorian and Edwardian, really old pieces. So, anywho,
there's
little education for today.
Yeah, so bumblebee pendant, right? Is that what you were going to turn into a...
Yes, it's actually a pin. The bumblebee that is MDJ's is a pin for, like, your lapel. And I was going to turn it into a ring.
But it's too big.
But it's, the bee itself is just, I think, a little too big.
Gotcha.
So,
well, maybe when he comes back, I will.
Yeah. You should get it for your wife.
Yeah. No, I'll wear it.
Oh, he's really cute. He's 18 karat. I mean, he's beautiful.
I have an account. Yeah, I'll look.
He doesn't have any gemstones on him, but he's really cute.
Well, I've been into yellow gold recently. I'm trying to design a right-hand ring with a Russian buddy of mine that has a wrist watch movement. As the center, so it takes a tiny omega watch movement.
Ooh.
And I think it's a women's watch, but like it when you flip it upside down, there's a company called AHW that I'm completely stealing this from that does it. But I don't like their work, and I think I can have somebody else do it better. But I've been toying with multi like my wedding band is white gold. A lot of my watches are stainless, but I have my first yellow gold. Watch, and I've got my pin. I'm working on it. I'm trying to expand into the yellows a little bit. But
I love yellow. I do. It's gotten so so popular too.
And it's really
but
it's gone down though.
Yeah, it has. It sure has. We'll see what happens. I'm always curious.
Awesome. Well, let me know. I'll give Dominic a call. Do you want me to just relay a message for you? Sometimes he can be he makes me look like a mute. He's a chatty Cathy sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind calling to visit with him.
Awesome.
Let me see. Let me check one second, because let me see this lady for tomorrow. Let me see. I think she wanted a 150 also. Hold on.
Oh, another lady?
The lady that's coming to see those, the 180 tomorrow, the round,
yeah,
that you're sending to me, 170.
Yeah, I could add on 50 with it.
Yes, I think a 150, but let me find her email. Hold on, I need to look on that separate.
You're fine.
I'll put you on. 1 second, sorry.
No problem, you're fine.
Okay. 150 IVS2 or 150
I have an
something.
One. Oh, there's a 150 IVS2 here. I don't have it priced yet, but it's triple X none. I could send that.
Yeah. It's a 150 IVS2?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be good.
Okay.
Thank you. Just those two. That's perfect.
And that's for the same lady?
Yes.
Awesome. The 150 and the 170. Okay. They
yeah.
be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you, Garrett. I'll talk
Thank
to you later this week.
Awesome.
Alrighty.
Good. Take care.
Bye.